You're listening to the audio production of Feisty and Feminine, A Rallying Cry for Conservative Women by Penny Young Nance, published by Zondervan and read by Jamie Paul.
Feisty and Feminine, A Rallying Cry for Conservative Women by Penny Young Nance. Chapter 1. Feminine conservatives face an Esther moment. I had forgotten what it feels like. For the past several years, I have been fortunate to be surrounded by like-minded people in my job, church, and social life. By like-minded, I mean thinking, compassionate, conservative people of faith. Because of my support for Israel and religious freedom, I have some less conservative friends and some friends of different faiths, but true political liberals have been out of my orbit except as opponents on TV debate segments. And the secret of those debate segments is that we are professionals and know better than to take things personally. It hasn't always been the case, but over the last 5 years, my life has been protected and insular. Boy, did I get a wake-up call when I attended my husband Will's annual work-related holiday party this year. It's a long drive from our house, but we faithfully dress up and attend every year in order to spend time with some nice people and their spouses, same-sex partners, or significant others. The hosts work hard and always create a beautiful party. This crowd of about 100 is typically made up of smart, successful people with a variety of religious and political perspectives. Like every other spouse at an office function, I try not to be insensitive. In fact, I try not to stand out at all. But let's face it, conservative women bother some liberals just by breathing, so I don't always succeed. All said, though, it's usually a nice evening, but not this year. This year, I found myself in a room full of people who felt free to denigrate my beliefs right to my face. No sensitivity or tolerance. No political correctness. Apparently, "I'm okay, you're okay" is over for them. Like most women, I switch hats a lot. I'm a mom, a friend, a daughter, a sister, and a wife. All of those roles require a different persona. But in one of my most public of roles, I have the privilege of representing the more than 500,000 conservative women who are members of Concerned Women for America, CWA, the nation's largest public policy women's organization. I'm often called on to share CWA's perspective before Congress, on TV and in print media, and in other public venues. While I'm comfortable wearing this hat, I don't usually talk about my work while fulfilling a family obligation. Like anyone else, I don't feel the need to talk politics on planes, especially on planes, at my kids' soccer and lacrosse games, and in my role as supportive wife. In those venues, I don't talk about my work at all unless I am asked. Even on those rare occasions when someone says I look familiar, I usually deflect by making a joke about Fran Drescher or Janice Dickinson. So, to be fair, the people at the party had no idea how I earn a living. But this makes what followed all the more outrageous. The conversation started out innocuously enough. As we were waiting for dinner to be served, we found the common ground that most parents do, our kids. Everyone in the group had children in college or applying for college, so we swapped stories of SAT stress, college application angst, and where they got in or didn't. One mother was especially proud that her daughter had just been accepted into the College of Charleston. My husband and I smiled and offered our encouragement to the other parents on our shared journeys. It was all very collegial, until someone asked what our 17-year-old daughter would like to do as a career. I replied something vague about broadcast journalism, and then, after a couple of follow-up questions, my husband had the nerve to say that Claire would very much like to work as on-air talent for Fox News or CNN. Now, I had to give Will credit for trying to appear normal by mentioning CNN, because Claire had absolutely no interest at the time in CNN. At the moment, she simply wanted to be one of the elite group of smart, successful broadcast journalists who report the news to millions of viewers every day, specifically Elizabeth Hasselbeck, Harris Faulkner, Greta Van Susteren, Megyn Kelly, and her absolute favorite, Supreme Court expert Shannon Bream. These journalists appear in more homes than do journalists for all the other cable news providers.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?